What's up, what's up, what's up? I am Cynthia, but you know you can call me Giggs, and you're listening to the new show right here on Active FM, where Christ music is hot music. Now, Black Friday is an informal name for the Friday following Thanksgiving Day in the United States, which is celebrated on the fourth Thursday of November. The day after Thanksgiving has been regarded as the beginning of America's Christmas shopping season since 1952, although the term Black Friday didn't become widely used until more recent decades. And I'm sure you guessed it after that, we are talking about Black Friday. We have hit the second week of November and people are gearing up. You're seeing commercials, you're seeing billboards and all of these for Black Friday, and I just basically wanted to look at the more economic side of Black Friday and how does Black Friday affect the economy, what's the racial tension behind, yes, there is racial tension behind Black Friday, and let's look at the economy as a whole. If you look at consumers, if you look at the suppliers and all of these things, how does Black Friday affect us? Or is it still relevant in today's times? Yes, it's been going on for years and years, especially in America, and most recently it's been spreading around the world. I know in South Africa we only really started celebrating Black Friday, I think for 3 to 4 years now, where Black Friday has actually become a thing for people, and Cyber Monday. But yeah, let's go into that. That's what we're talking about this week. Like I said, this is the new show on Active FM, where Christ music is hot music. And remember, you can catch some of our awesome, awesome, awesome shows on our different platforms. We are on Instagram at ActiveFM777, the number of heaven. We are also on Facebook/ActiveFM. We are on Twitter, yes, we are on Twitter at ActiveFM, and if you want to catch our website, we are www.activefm.co.za. You can basically find a short biography on all the presenters and DJs. You can find the time schedule for all our amazing shows and stuff like that. You can find every show that you want. And if you're an Apple user, we are also on Apple Podcasts, so you can just search for Active FM, or you can search for the new show on Apple Podcasts and you will find us there. And we are also, for all the Android users, Google Podcasts. Even if you're an Apple user, I guess you can use Google Podcasts. Yeah, but either or, we are also there. Just search for Active FM and you will find us right there. And we're also on YouTube. Yes, we have live shows every Friday on our YouTube channel, where you can interact with us and also visually see different shows and stuff like that. Like I said, this is the new show on Active FM, where Christ music is hot music.
Rapid Trade is passionate about mobility and solutions that make a difference in your business. From mobile sales and sales management to van sales and proof of delivery. For a demo, call Rapid Trade on 011-493-9755. Rapid Trade. Ahead of the game.
Black Friday is coming up, y'all, literally in 2 weeks' time. On the 29th of November 2019, we are basically going to be, I don't know if you're going to be in a long queue, you know, you find some people actually sleeping that from the day before, from the Thursday before, outside specific stores and stuff like that, just to catch the Black Friday deal. Now, before I actually go into depth with the economy of Black Friday and whether it's relevant or not, here's a brief history on Black Friday. Now, the day after Thanksgiving, as the unofficial start of the holiday shopping season, may be linked together with the idea of Santa Claus parades. Parades celebrating Thanksgiving often include an appearance by Santa at the end of the parade, with the idea that Santa has arrived or Santa is just around the corner, in inverted commas, because Christmas is always the next major holiday. Christmas is always the next major holiday following Thanksgiving. In the late 19th and early 20th centuries, many Santa or Thanksgiving Day parades were sponsored by department stores. This included the Toronto Santa Claus Parade in Canada, sponsored by Eaton's, and the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade, sponsored by Macy's. Department stores would use the parades to launch a big advertising push. Eventually, it just became an unwritten rule that no store would try doing Christmas advertising before the parade was over. Therefore, the day after Thanksgiving became the day when the shopping season officially started. Thanksgiving Day's relationship to Christmas shopping led to controversy in the 1930s. Retail stores would have liked to have a longer shopping season, but no store wanted to break with tradition and be the one to start advertising before Thanksgiving. For this reason, in 1939, President Franklin D. Roosevelt issued a presidential proclamation proclaiming Thanksgiving to be the fourth Thursday in November rather than the last Thursday, meaning in some years 1 week earlier in order to lengthen the Christmas shopping season. Most people adopted the president's change, which was later reinforced by an act of Congress, but many continued to celebrate Thanksgiving on the traditional date. Some started referring the new date as Franksgiving in 2015. Amazon.com held a Prime Day event in July and promised better deals on Black Friday, with repeat Prime Days taking place in 2006 and 2017. Other companies followed with Black Friday and July deals, which were as good as or better than those in November. And that's basically a brief history of Black Friday. Now, if we go into the racial tension of Black Friday, last year, especially in South Africa, we found a lot of, if you especially looked in Twitter and stuff like that, a lot of people actually commented on the fact that, why are you using the term black, in inverted commas, as what's this, for something that is cheaper, basically. And I was speaking to one of the presenters, actually, and she was telling me that she wanted to know what the history of Black Friday was, because someone explained to her, or people were telling her, that the reason why it's called Black Friday is because this is so funny. The reason why it's called Black Friday is because they used to sell black slaves on that day, and they've basically picked up from there and stuff like that and continued the tradition and things like that. But I just want to tell you right now that that is not why it's called Black Friday. So the term in Black Friday is basically an economic term where it speaks about the fact that instead of the sales, if I could put it that way, of specific stores and stuff reaching a red line, they've actually reached over and above their profits and stuff like that. That's where the black comes from. It's not a thing of we were selling black people and stuff like that. It has nothing to do with race at all. Now, a lot of people really do believe that Black Friday comes from the fact that there's more black people buying on that day and stuff like that, and they've basically pushed our society to believe that, hey, it's called Black Friday because things are cheaper and black people can only afford cheaper things. That is not the reason why. I'm sure when they first named it Black Friday, they were not even thinking of black people at all. They were just thinking of the fact that, listen, it's the day after Thanksgiving. Now, a whole lot of people have spent money into Thanksgiving and stuff like that, especially in America, because that's the only place that they really do celebrate Thanksgiving. They celebrate Thanksgiving obviously because of the whole independence, and they have their history behind that. But now everyone has spent money on buying things for Thanksgiving and things like that, and now they don't really have money for the Christmas shopping, because Christmas is literally a few weeks after Thanksgiving. And now a lot, like I said, in when I was going through the brief history of Black Friday, what the department stores would do is that they would bring down their prices so that people can actually do their Christmas shopping and stuff like that. Now, before I go into the economics of Thanksgiving, here's what some people have to say about Black Friday and whether they think it's relevant or not, or whether how they believe it basically affects the economy. Well, I personally think that Black Friday is still relevant to in today's economy because it helps also other people who are living under the breadline and stuff like that. People who are broke and who don't have much to support themselves. So on a Black Friday, people get a chance to buy what they really needed and what they wanted. Yes, so yeah.
So generally, my thoughts on Black Friday and how it affects the economy. Firstly, I think what I'm going to say might be a bit contradictory, but because I have two different views of this thing. First of all, Black Friday, in a sense, it's not necessarily a loss for the economy because you would actually notice that a lot of these stuff that people are giving off at low prices, that the stores are giving off at low prices, are actually stock that they're trying to get rid of, because sometimes you get an abundance of stock and now they have nothing to do with it, and people are not going to buy all those products, especially at high prices, because not everyone has that kind of money. But when obviously now it's brought down to a low budget price, now suddenly everybody's able to afford. I mean, even on the news we see people running out with gigantic plasma screens, and you don't often see that. So that's basically one side of my view. But at the same time, now things that people are supposed to buy at a standard price, they're not buying and they're getting it for much cheaper. So it's like a 50-50 thing. The economy is not necessarily benefiting, but at the same time they're not losing out because it's excess of products.
So you've heard what people have to say about Black Friday, and I actually want to comment on one of something that someone actually said. They spoke about the fact that people are crowding and running into stores and things like that. And for the past few years, we've actually seen a whole lot of violence happening in Black Friday. I remember in one of the stores, I think it was a game store last year here in South Africa, where people were actually trampled over and stuff like that. So there is a whole lot of violence that happens in Black Friday. And this is a Christian radio station, and we will never put God away and stuff like that. So from my side, I'll be praying for Black Friday. I'll be praying for families that will be going there, and I would encourage you to do the same. Basically, pray for protection over people during Black Friday and stuff like that, so that they don't, it would be sad that you lose a family member because they were trampled over, because there was a stampede, because people wanted to be the first one to grab the plasma TV that was on special and stuff like that, or someone got shot because they were in a fight because of Black Friday and stuff like that. So obviously pray that the violence does not increase. Last year really got violent. I know here in South Africa there were a whole lot of articles written about the fact that last year's Black Friday was one of the most violent Black Fridays we've ever faced in South Africa. And obviously people do get aggressive, especially if they really want something, and especially if it's sales, women will pull each other's wigs off and stuff. But let us not take it to an extent where we can't take it back and things like that. Now, if you look at the economics of Black Friday, studies show that most families as a group don't make impulsive decisions on Black Friday, but instead make decisions based on long-run factors such as family income or where they think taxes will be in the future. Although Black Friday has good deals that are hard to find anywhere else, families won't change the total amount that they will spend, no matter when the stores open. Studies show that families make their spending plans in advance and often don't stray from them. Stores have been opening earlier each year on the belief that the earlier they open, the more they will sell. Businesses don't want a large inventory of goods at the end of the holiday season that they need to significantly mark down in order to sell. They would rather open earlier with a slight discount and make sales in the earlier season. And that is basically something that we should take from, especially if you're making a plan as a family and stuff like that. Don't spend what you don't need to spend, basically. And we'll be looking into that just now about the spending and stuff like that, or the consumer spending in Black Friday and stuff like that. But don't spend what you don't need to spend. Now, the economic impacts of Black Friday: the confidence of consumers has reached an all-time high since the beginning of the recession. This and other several factors have led to the prediction that sales will exceed previous years. However, consumers tend to be more cautious because they are uncertain about the future of the economy. There have been no significant declines in the unemployment rate. However, the increases aren't large enough nor permanent enough to raise national numbers. One of the negatives of Black Friday is that oftentimes money is spent on goods rather than services, which can cause businesses in the service industry to take a hit during the holiday season. So now if you look at the unemployment rate, especially in a lot of these third world countries and countries that are still developing, I know here in South Africa, the unemployment rate is increasing gradually and stuff like that. People still spend while they're unemployed, or if you look at the fact that companies in the service industry don't really do Black Friday deals. It's not like a hospital will go and do a Black Friday deal and stuff like that. But a lot of companies or corporates that are in the service industry will not do Black Friday deals. And because of that, that weekend, people don't really focus on services. They focus mostly on goods and stuff like that. But now, this is one of the biggest things that affect the economy, especially on Black Friday, is debt. So now I call it the debt trap, and a lot of people actually fall into the debt trap on Black Friday. One of South Africa's largest debt counseling companies, Debt Rescue, says that often deals seem so good that consumers will spend their entire festive season budget in just a few days. So a personal budget for December, I know my family does this, where we sit middle of the year or something like that, and we actually budget what we discuss what we want to do in the December, during the December holidays and stuff like that, during the festive season, and we say, okay, this is what we're going to do, and this is how much each person must bring and things like that. That's what we're going to spend. But what a lot of families do is that, okay, this is what we're going to spend for December, but on Black Friday, they use up their entire budget. Now, the company's CEO, Neil Roots, spoke about the fact that they're not saying that people shouldn't participate in Black Friday at all, but they should go look at their finances beforehand. So instead of you waking up Black Friday and deciding on the 29th of November that, listen, I'm going to spend 5,000 rand from from the budget that you guys decided for the holiday season, and then you'd left with nothing at the end of the day, actually start now. See what you have, see what you can use, and actually use that for Black Friday. He speaks about the fact that we should go and identify what we actually need and go to the shops and buy that. If you don't need a third TV in your house, don't buy the third TV. So actually see what you need and then manage yourself not to pay more than that. Economist Dawie Rood has a different view on such mass bargain offers. More spending is good for the economy. So this guy basically says that there are certainly benefits for consumers and certainly for retailers as well. More people that participate in this Black Friday, the more goods are sold and the more the economics of scales will benefit everyone. And this will certainly benefit the South African economy as well. So yes, there's like one of the Gluar from the Ultimate Engine show basically say that it's a 50-50 thing, where yes, the economy benefits or the retailers benefit and the consumers also benefit on the other hand, but a lot of people do is that they fall into debt. So they'll take out a loan of 500,000 rand, and they'll literally buy everything that they want for their house and stuff like that. And then it takes them longer. Studies have shown that it takes longer for consumers to pay back the loan that they have taken out for Black Friday, because now you have the Black Friday loan. Now you need stuff for for the holiday season, and then the beginning of the year comes and you spent most of your money in December, and now January is here, you're trying to pick up, and it takes people longer to actually pay back the loan that they've taken, and a lot of people are falling into the debt trap, and because of that, that actually affects the economy. The longer people take to pay back their debt, it affects the banks, and when the bank is affected, it affects a whole lot of things in the economy as well. So if you do not have the money for that, then don't participate in Black Friday. Listen, last year I know of someone who literally, just to feel like she participated in Black Friday, went to a store, bought 500 rand worth of clothes and left, and she was happy. She was like, yes, I participated in Black Friday, I got clothes, and she got a whole lot of clothes. Can I just tell you, if I was a shopper like her, I would also come out with a whole lot of clothes. But and she felt happy. She was like, listen, I did my part in Black Friday. If you have not saved up for this Black Friday, save up for next Black Friday. There is still one next year. Start thinking of what you'll need by next year and stuff like that. And actually say, do not fall. What I'm saying is, do not fall into the debt trap. There is no point in you going into debt or taking out a loan for just one day of the year. And if you do miss out on that one day of the year, we still got the Monday, Cyber Monday, where you can actually do online shopping as well. That also for the people with violence and stuff like that, if you do not have or if you cannot get to the stores and stuff on Black Friday, there are online deals that are happening on Cyber Monday. And I know one of my family members actually participates in Cyber Monday more than he participates in Black Friday, because it's easier than waiting in a long queue and stuff like that, and when you're pressing stuff. So yeah, that is the gist of Black Friday. Let me know what your thoughts are. Are you excited? What are you going to buy? Let's discuss this on social media, guys. Remember, my Instagram page is Cynthia_Gix, and Gix is spelled G-I-K-S. Let's discuss. What are you getting for Black Friday? Have you budgeted for Black Friday? What are your thoughts? Do you think Black Friday is still relevant? For me personally, I still think it's relevant, but we've basically gone off, we've strayed off what Black Friday actually is and the whole purpose of Black Friday, especially as consumers and stuff like that. We don't really understand or remember why Black Friday was created, and because of that, we take it for granted, and a lot of stores also take it for granted. If you look at most of the deals and sales that happen throughout the year, you find that the ones that happen on Black Friday are not as cool or are not as extravagant as the ones that happen in other years and stuff like that. So that is my personal thought of whether I think Black Friday is relevant or not. Yes, it is, but it would be even more relevant if we basically go back to the origin of why Black Friday was created in the first place. And it has nothing, and I will say this again, it has nothing to do with racism. It is not cool. I will proudly say that, listen, I'm participating in Black Friday knowing that there is no racial comment behind it. Do you understand? We will not take away the black and not call it Friday. We already know it's Friday. It's the day of the week and stuff like that. No racism intended behind it and stuff. It is all to allow people, especially in America, it basically gives the people in America, those celebrating Thanksgiving, an opportunity to carry on with Christmas shopping and stuff like that, because they've spent so much for Thanksgiving and stuff. Yeah, so that is it for Black Friday. We have come to that time of the show where I have to say my goodbyes, and I hate it. Yes, I know, YouTube. So remember, you can catch us on our different platforms. We're on Instagram at ActiveFM777. We're on Facebook /ActiveFM. We are on Twitter at ActiveFM. Our website is www.activefm.co.za. We are on Apple Podcasts for all the Apple users out there. We are also on Google Podcasts, and we are on YouTube. You can catch our amazing shows on all of those platforms. You can catch my show as well, the new show. We've got all things girls. If you're a very girly girl, we've got the Ultimate Engine Show. If you're all about cars, we've got Sporting Base. If you, I mean, the Springboks recently just won the Rugby World Cup, and it was amazing. And you can hear all about it in Sporting Base and stuff like that. And the new show also brought out a show about the Rugby World Cup and the Springboks and stuff like that. So we also have the movie show that speaks about movies and the film industry and all of those amazing things. We also have rhymes and poetry, where if you're into the rap industry and all of that, we've got that for you. And we've got the mode, where you can go through different trends and all of that. So we've got shows to suit your every need and whatever you want to hear. And remember, Active FM is where there's hot music. So continue listening to Active FM. I'm your girl Cynthia, but you know you can call me Gix, and this is the new show on Active FM, where Christ music is hot music.
Christ music is hot music. Active FM, Christ music is hot music.